Do you smell that?
Oh, wait. Oh, God, that's stinky.
It's terrible, dude.
Oh, my.
What is that?
Oh, I don't know. It wasn't me, I think.
It was your coat, though.
Wait, hold on a minute. Holy shit. That smells bad.
Yep.
Oh my God. Why does my coat smell?
Yeah, that's a good question. How can your coat smell? That's also a good question.
I'm going to ask ChatGPT. What is coat smell?
What is coat smell?
What does it mean if my coat is smelly?
Do you have smelly coat? Maybe you need some coat deodorant.
Yeah, the axe. I'm going to cut my coat in half.
Wow.
But yeah, coat smell. Coat smell is pretty bad. I hate the term coat smell.
Like it doesn't clearly state anything. Like for me at least, it's not immediately clear what it means. Yeah. I have to look it up because I'm like, wait, what? Why?
Yeah.
What is smell in this regard, right?
Well, if anything smells, it's a bad sign. That's the whole point, I think.
Well. It doesn't, not necessarily, right? Because it's called smell, not like
no,
it smells bad.
No, but if something smells in English, it's bad.
It's always bad?
Yes.
Okay.
If you say that smells.
But, I mean, that can be just like bad code, not necessarily.
Yeah, but that's what it is.
Well, it's like the result of poor or misguided programming.
Yeah, so which is bad code?
Okay, good point. You got me there.
But what I'm trying to say is it's a sign, like it's a early sign or early signifier. Like it's a signal that something isn't right.
It's like a trash can that's starting to smell.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like if your code, if you're looking at other, like that's the whole thing. Okay, look, I know that if I would look at my code and I see something that's not quite right and I notice something,
yeah,
I could say, that's smelly. But usually I don't say that. I just say, that seems odd, or why is it doing that, or something like that. But if other people see my code and they would say, yeah, that's smelly code. It's I always hated that term, and I've heard it used for the first time a couple of years ago, but I also heard it like a year or two ago. And in both cases, well, the most recent case, when I heard someone saying my code is smelly, it's just a disrespectful way of saying, I think there's something wrong with the code. To me, it sounds like if something smells bad, like it's unhygienic, right?
Yeah, sure.
And it needs like, I wasn't clean or something.
It's just like smelling is one of your senses.
Yeah.
But like code doesn't smell, as in...
Physically, it doesn't.
Exactly. Yeah. So it doesn't make any sense.
Well, in English, I guess there's like, you can say this smells, which also means there's something off.
Yeah, but there's like 100 different ways you can, you know, you make it more clear what's happening or something.
But that's the whole point, is you don't know what's wrong. When you say the code is smelly, you don't know exactly what's wrong, but something is wrong.
Yeah.
Like you notice that something is off. Like, for example, you have a lot of if else's,
mm-hmm.
and in the end, it takes a while to get there. It's like, wait. That's there's something smelly going on. You know that in cartoons and crap, it's like, there's something fishy going on here.
Sure, yeah.
Like, that's also about the smell, because fishy is like...
Fish smells, yeah.
Yeah. And I think it's kind of in the same mindset, where if people smell... Like, if people notice something wrong, they say it smells.
Yeah. It's stupid, that's all.
Yeah.
But all these jargon... How do you call that?
Jargon.
Jargon?
Yeah.
All this jargon. It's all stupid. And we're going to talk you through a few that are, you know, the worst. Mm-hmm. Or we've encountered a few, or most of them, I guess. And they will make your skin crawl.
Yeah. So, shall we do it? We shall do it.
We do. We do be.
Shall I do the official way? We were thinking of doing like, you're listening to Erica Coffee in between.
Yeah. So
shall we do it?
You just did it.
This is the first time. Oh my God, it feels so special.
Does it?
But yeah, so you're listening to Erica Coffee, and we're going to talk about peculiar web and workspace jargon.
And it's your two hosts, your only hosts, I guess.
Your two only hosts.
Yeah, your coffee goblins.
Gobbling? Isn't that eating?
Yes.
I've once eaten a coffee bean.
Maybe you can like make a jello, like a coffee jello.
Then you
can gobble it.
I like that. But what about the hosts?
I'm Gideon.
I'm Murtada.
And we are...
We love coffee.
we love coffee. And code, I guess.
Except when it's smelly.
Exactly. Or when other weird terms, jargon is used.
Are being thrown around.
Yes.
At the workspace.
Like,
would you ever talk to someone outside the workspace with jargon? To impress them, maybe.
What? No. Like, it might happen accidentally because I'm still in that work mind space. Mm-hmm. And then someone, talks to me and I'm like, hey,
that's
you.
True.
You smell.
I'm going to go take a shower. Okay, but I think I would use some of these, but only with Dutch people.
Yeah, there are a lot of like Dutch sayings. Mm-hmm. And they might make a bit of sense in English.
Mm-hmm.
But, it doesn't translate that well, most of them.
Yeah, I don't think there's a good equivalent of an expression.
Yeah.
Because most of these are not even actual terms. Some of them are terms, but most of them are expressions of a process / a thing that's happening.
Yeah. So I think one of the worst ones is on top of the list, to be honest. Mm. And that is coming to you in the air.
Ah.
Yeah. So...
Is that a sexual position?
Well, that would be a lot better than what it actually means.
So what's it in Dutch?
Ik kom bij je in de lucht.
I'm coming to you in the air.
Yeah. And for some reason, we use this as a way to say, well, I'll contact you on a later day or date or whatever about something. So... It's like, I don't know. It, like, why don't you say that? Like I'll contact you later.
Yeah.
But instead, we have to, come in the air.
To come in the air. Like, physically to...
To be in the air.
Yeah. to be approaching someone.
Yes.
In the air. Ik kom bij je in de lucht.
Yeah. It's so stupid.
Hearing it, like, even saying it, I've heard it a lot of times.
Yeah.
And even like to this day, saying it out loud seems like I could have just said, I'll message you later.
Yeah.
Or
I'll contact you later.
I'll contact you.
Yeah.
Or something similar, but I'm coming to you in the air. Or
I'll let you know later. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Whatever. Everything is better than that's coming in the air.
To be continued.
Yeah.
That might be actually the English version. I don't know.
Mm, yeah.
Like an expression form of this.
And like this is not the only like air or flying, expression we have. We are also using aanvliegen. That's like I'll fly in, I guess.
It's like when a plane is coming into the landing zone.
Preparing for landing, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or landing maybe even. I don't know.
I would say land, like literally descending to
pre-land.
Land. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It's like it's approaching to the landing area, but hasn't yet touched the floor.
Yeah.
The ground.
But we use it, I mean, if you would look at that, it sounds more like you would talk about, preparing for the end or like for landing, I guess.
Yeah.
And we use aanvliegen, so fly in, I guess, in a way to say, how do we approach this? So, and then it kind of makes sense also, like how do you approach your landing zone?
Yeah. But maybe the Dutch way of aanvliegen is more like, imagine you're, You're a floating air balloon.
You're a plane. No.
Yeah, or a plane, or like you're also in the air.
You sure?
And you see something fly in or fly towards you.
Yeah.
So aanvliegen.
Uh-huh.
Maybe it's like more like how do we fly this towards something?
Like towards our goal.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's it. Probably. Yeah. Yeah.
So it has less to do with like the landing physically.
It's more like how do we go to where we need to go.
But not really. Because then you would say, how do we steer the plane?
You would go to like target.
Yeah.
Aim.
It's a weird expression, honestly. Also in Dutch, it's like, is that a term from like aerospace engineering or something?
I don't know.
Like, why are we using airplanes and like things that are not physically available to human bodies?
Yeah.
To do.
Well, there are, you know, a few more weird sentences we use. We like shooting and like being on the sea or whatever.
It's like
also doesn't make any sense, but
almost seems like things from other work spaces.
Well, that probably is, right?
I hope so.
It's just weird that how did it get here? Like someone
flew in.
God. Okay, I'm done.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening. I've just got to quit.
But there's a lot of Dutch expressions, but there are also a few English expressions that I wanted to highlight. We've talked about this a lot, but rubber ducking is one of them, which whenever I use that as an example to like non-developers to say how funny us developers sometimes are.
Mm-hmm.
We take our like some developers actually it's a joke, but they literally have a ducky for like to take to the bath at their desk
or something else like whatever
plushie or something
and
they actually use that as a physical like focus thing to look at and to like explain a piece of code or explain the thought process behind something.
I mean, I've never heard someone talk out loud to like a plushie or a duck, but
no.
They do use it as in they look at it. So mm-hmm. They look away from their code, they look at it and then they think about something. And then, you know,
I think in different workspaces you would find people.
Well, that's even better. But you know, when you're like a nerd locked mm-hmm. up somewhere in a, mm-hmm. attic.
Yeah. For example, I would talk to myself sometimes.
Or your waifu.
Or my waifu. Like, or like I would imagine someone that I can talk to. No, but, like, I don't want to bother anyone.
Yeah.
So the term is also from like if you don't have a physical human body to talk to.
That talks back. Yeah.
Yeah. That talks back. You can like substitute them for a rubber duck.
It's something else that's physical. Yeah.
Yeah, so you can have like an anchor point in the real life.
Yeah.
And you can focus on that and not on the code directly.
Yeah, it's you need something to focus or keep your mind off the code for a while. And that's, you know.
Yeah, and you kind of want to like humanize the thing you're talking to because you expect it to have a response / you want to like, because in the end you want to like debug your code.
Mm-hmm.
You want to have someone you want to not only talk to, but you want to explain to them the process and trying to debug why your process isn't working.
Yeah, I mean, the rubber ducking is like always used for when you're stuck at something mm-hmm. or like, you know, you need a solution.
Yeah. And that reminds me of another expression called rubber necking.
Yeah, they're English. Like completely different, but... Yeah. Both rubber related for some reason.
Yeah, like, well, one is a rubber duck and the other one is a rubber neck.
Yeah.
And a rubber neck is like when your neck is like, it can twist and turn into directions it shouldn't.
Yeah.
Right? And they're not related, the expressions. I think most English speakers or like native English speakers know what rubber necking is.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like when you're too curious about things that don't involve you.
Yeah.
In short, but rubber ducking is a completely different thing that we actually do. I have used the term.
Yeah.
I think it's a funny term. I think it's it's a way to like humanize that process as well. Like,
yeah.
Hey, you want a rubber duck?
Yeah, I mean, what would be like the alternative, like, sentence or like the how do you call that expression?
Yeah.
I mean, you can just ask someone like, "Do you want to sparra?" You know,
yeah.
How do you call that in English?
Sparring.
Sparring. Oh yeah.
You want to spar?
Yeah, you want to spar. It's literally the same.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't know, rubber ducking makes it a bit more.
Not really. I think rubber ducking is when you don't want to have someone directly
give you feedback or something.
No, like when you, we're going too deep into this, but like the process of, like, you have your process and it doesn't work and you want to know why. Well, sparring partner is someone who at the start of creating the process you want to involve. So you can have the process is influenced by them directly.
It's like picking your brain or something like that, right?
Yeah, that's also another expression.
Yeah.
But I think that's not really sparring as well. Like picking your brain is more like you're a bit clueless.
Yeah, you're asking someone else for their advice.
Yeah. A bit more clueless. Sparring is when you both have opinions and you know that someone has probably a different opinion or a different approach.
Yeah.
And you want to see both sides and choose the right direction.
Yeah. You're like asking for someone else's opinion on something that you already have an opinion of, probably.
Yeah. Yeah. I think picking your brain is more like you subdue your own opinion slash you don't know what to do.
Yeah.
So you want someone else's more senior expertise.
Or junior.
No. If you want to pick someone's brain, you don't want a junior.
Sometimes they have great ideas, though.
But that's more like sparring, then.
All right.
I think if you want to pick someone's brain, it should be like valid and smart advice. That's what you're going for.
Sure, yeah.
Like you want someone who is more experienced than you.
Yeah, you want an answer that's like definitive or like good, at least.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Based on experience, I think.
Sure.
So a junior could have that experience, but then why would they be a junior?
Well, because they haven't worked for a long time. That's you know how junior, senior, whatever works for some reason.
Talking about that, we have another episode about that.
Yeah, we did. Yeah. I mean, sure. Which one was that again?
It was season 3, episode
10.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, that's about promotions. Yeah,
that was like 10 episodes ago.
Wow.
We talked about what senior media and
junior
developers,
what like, it means, I guess.
Yeah, what their responsibilities are, and how do you become a senior? Anyway.
So yeah, if you're interested in that, go check it out.
Mm.
But for now,
I want to talk about something with you. I want to get to the same end result together with you. Uh-huh. I want to align with you.
Wow. You want to align with me?
Yes.
How does that work? Do we stand like in the same direction or?
No, we use a bilateral.
Oh my God. You can't use multiple at once.
So alignment.
Yeah, I didn't write it down, but there's also again a Dutch saying correlating to alignment, I guess.
Yeah.
That's putting the nose in the same direction, right?
Onze neus in dezelfde richting opsteken. Yeah. Steken. Yeah. How do you say it?
Yeah, like that. Putting your nose in the same direction.
Wow. I have heard it. I've never used it myself.
Well, me neither, but it's used. It's being used a lot. So, I mean, it does mean aligning and pointing your nose in the same direction means just like trying to find a way to, you know, agree with each other on a subject or multiple subjects, I guess. Making sure that everyone is looking at the same goal or direction.
I mean, I've heard it in English too.
Yeah.
To align or like to have an aligned opinion or something.
There's another word for it, I guess, in English. But
we've come to a mutual
agreement. No, that's not. I don't know. Maybe our listeners know the right sentence for that or expression.
Yeah. How do you say we want to be on the same
page?
Page. Oh,
that's it, I guess.
Maybe that's it.
Okay. Well, we don't need you. Yeah, we don't need you. No. Stop listening.
No. Stop answering.
Okay. That's
You would never do anyway.
Yeah.
Such. So But what about the, I just said it, bilateral.
Bila.
What is that?
So it's always used in a shitty sentence, to be honest. Like it's always like, hey, let's do our bila, or let's bila.
Why? What does that mean?
So, as you said, it's like bilateral, right? So
bilateral.
So it means like two people. How do you call that? Like
having or relating to two sides, affecting both sides. But that's
not what it's used for, though.
That's like the geometry definition, right?
Like it's almost always two people talking about, you know, how work is going, for example, if there are like issues you've encountered. That's what it's used for most times.
It's just involving two parties.
Yeah, exactly. And like most times it's used for like managers and like, not a manager, but, you know, someone a little bit higher up and an employee.
Who's requesting you to have a conversation.
Yeah, it's like, hey, is there anything bothering you?
But why is it not just a conversation? Why is it is it used for a specific type of subject?
No. I think it's like the whole goal is that it's like just open in any way. So if you want to talk about something,
okay,
go talk about it.
So it's like an ad hoc meeting?
Yeah.
Can you plan a bilateral?
I mean, you can, I guess. You can also structure it, but...
Please. Why is it not just a conversation or a meeting?
I don't know.
Why is there another word for it now?
I think the main thing is that it's like a short way to convey, you know, what it...
There's an open communication from two directions.
Yeah.
So there's no... So is it like... Are the work... how do you say this? It doesn't matter if you... the verhouding in Dutch. Like, so like... The relationship between you and the person talking.
Yeah.
So, for example, if you're talking to the manager as a simple worker, does that matter in that conversation? It probably does, but
it shouldn't.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Like, so it's more of a we're on the same level.
Yeah, exactly. It's more like it's not always a casual talk, but it's like, you know, you can talk about, you know, whatever you want, I guess.
That's interesting. Maybe that's why it's like a bilateral, because in like geometry, in physics or geometry, it's like on the same plane. It has two sides.
Yeah.
So it's like literally a line. It could be higher.
That's also what it's used for, right? Yeah. It's trying to figure out if there's something bothering you or there's something, you know, you're struggling with in the company.
But and not then, only, right?
Not only, no. I mean, I've had bilas.
About nothing?
About nothing, yeah. But... I mean, yeah, I don't know. It's you can just freely use a bila, I guess. It depends on the company. It depends on, you know, the manager, I guess. I mean, sometimes it's not a manager. It's just someone, you know, like a colleague or something. It's just, I don't know.
I wonder, do any of the listeners, have they heard of the word bilateral in this sense where... Like instead of people saying, hey, let's have a conversation, they say...
A meeting, I guess.
Yeah, or a meeting, or let's catch up. They would say, let's have a bilateral, or let's bilateral.
Let's bilateral, yeah. It's great.
How would you say that in Dutch? Like, let's bilateral. What is the Dutch way of saying it?
Oh, laten we een bila hebben. Of, okay. Or let's... Laten we een bila doen.
Let's do a bila, okay.
I don't know.
Bila.
Or we hebben onze bila. We have our bilateral.
And would you say, if you would have your bilateral, could you have better deliverables?
Yeah, I guess. That's probably the goal, right?
So... Bila delivera.
Deliberal. I don't know.
I'm trying to find a way to combine the both words.
But so deliverables.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't like the word deliverables because
it's English.
It is.
Is that why you don't like it?
No. It's just what? It's just deliverables sounds so vague.
Like, leveringen.
Yeah. It can be anything. It's like. And also, it's not being delivered, I guess.
Physically, probably not anymore in our work.
Yeah, but I mean, space. yeah, you can deliver it digitally.
That's what I'm saying.
But it's just...
Sometimes it's not even a delivery. It's more of a button you press. it's not... You're not sending anything. So it's not a delivery.
It's just people use such a weird sentence like, hey, do you have your deliverables ready?
They do that sometimes.
And I mean, what does that mean? Like, what are the deliverables?
Yeah, I've actually they started using this like during college.
Hmm.
Like at college, they would always talk about deliverables and like project deliverables, and they would have a list.
Yeah. So in that case, it makes sense, I guess. If you expect something specifically and it's also specifically or like clearly defined, mm-hmm. then they are deliverables, I guess.
Yeah, I think like from a work standpoint. If you take a physical term, deliverables, it makes sense. Like you're going to have a product or like that's the thing. It's like our work has a lot of service,
mm-hmm.
less final products that you finish and then deliver.
It's easier if you're like a graphic designer, for example.
Exactly.
Like if you have a one single file, Illustrator file, for example, that's a deliverable, I guess.
It's like... So that's the thing is like when we are developing something, they don't necessarily want the code. They want the website to be up and running. So the website is a deliverable, but the code as well, technically.
Yeah.
So what's the?
Like, I think that's the problem. It's too.
It's too vague.
Yeah, it's too vague. That's my main gripe with it.
But like, what would you call it then? Like project results.
Yeah.
Or something.
If you want like the files, just you know, ask for the files, for example.
Yeah, I don't know. I think. Yeah, it's hard to combine our work with. I don't know how to say this, but like most of these expressions mm-hmm. are based on things that are physically possible in other situations.
Exactly, but we still use them in a digital space where they don't apply or they don't work.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, the same with keep going or doorpakken.
Mm-hmm.
It's like...
Are we running a marathon? Do you need to take my...
is that it? Like you hand it over to someone else?
In Dutch, it doesn't mean that.
Doorpakken. Yeah. No. I mean, the way it's used, it's also not that.
But yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But like, if I think literally, if I never heard this expression, we gaan altijd even doorpakken. Or gaan doorpakken op een andere dag of zo.
Yeah.
It sounds almost like we're going to hand it over and let it, like, it makes no sense in Dutch, but like the word doorpakken is like transferring almost to me.
I mean that's what it should be, right? But
yeah,
but it's used in a way that's like we have to
keep going,
but also like we have to step up a bit. That's it.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is there like more pressure?
Yeah.
Huh.
It's like there's pressure on it.
Hmm.
Laten we het even doorpakken. So let's you know.
Oh yeah, actually.
it's so weird.
I remember now. Like yeah, we got to keep. That's weird. It makes no sense.
Yeah. Well, that's with all these. So. it's the same with I also hate this one, I guess, but laten we er een klap op geven, which roughly translates to let's give it a slap or a smack, I guess.
Nice. We're very physical.
Yeah, I don't know why you want to slap or smack something or someone, but
you never say it to someone. Let's that
exactly.
Yeah, right.
It's like
why would you smack a non-smackable
thing?
I mean, an object.
Yeah. Well,
unless...
I
mean,
if you're like, I don't know, building a house or like, putting up, how do you call that? Like pillars in the ground, you know? You wanna give it a whack to, you know?
Yeah, let's give it a whack.
Put it in the ground, you know? Make it sturdy.
So what is the definition of let's give it a whack or laten we een klap opgeven?
Let's give it a whack sounds so horrible, but...
Why? But, is it wacky?
Yeah, I don't know. So it's used in a way that's like, we have to make a decision about this. Mm. So let's, you know, give it a whack. Like, let's give it one final decision, one final whack.
Mm. That's but, funny.
I don't know, it's so weird.
I've heard all these expressions.
Yeah.
And now that we're like discussing them, they make less sense. It's like using the same, like saying the same word over and over until it makes no sense.
Uh-huh.
In Dutch, the expressions also, if you think too hard about it, they make no sense.
So I guess I have had too much time in my life, I guess, because I've thought about most of these in the past and we're like, why? This doesn't make any sense, dude.
But so why do you think they're being used so often? The expressions in Dutch.
I don't know.
Is that a culture thing?
Yeah, I guess, because we Dutch people really like expressions. So
yeah, I noticed that.
Everywhere, like in the grocery store or whatever, in supermarkets, mm-hmm. it's like everywhere, on the streets.
So like companies actually communicate with expressions.
Yeah.
It's like, huh, let's be punny, you know? I think it's partly that, where it's like, there's some humor
yeah.
about it, like a physical, almost like slapstick-ish part about it.
I mean,
maybe
it might be going a bit too deep, I guess, but it might also be related that a lot of people don't know how to express themselves correctly, so they use like expressions to convey what they are, what they want or what they need.
That's interesting. I mean, we literally just found other words for all the things we
yeah, but
so far
it's more words probably.
No, and it's not more words.
No, I mean, people might think that there are too much or too many words to, you know.
I think people just like to use expressions.
Maybe that's that.
I think it's just a culture thing where people, like, it has a bit of a lighter tone. It's mm-hmm. less serious. Like, it makes it more physical, right? Literally, like, later een klap opgeven, let's give it a whack.
Maybe it's just like, it's all expressions from the old times that we've just, you know, mm-hmm. kept using, and
it's like our last names
reapplied to, yeah, I guess,
our literal last names. Like yeah. some of them are literally like born naked.
Yeah,
it's like, oh, well, I guess I'll have to make up a last name. Well, I was born naked, weren't you? I'm born naked. That's literally a last name, by the way.
Yeah. But I mean, like, last names were, you know, not mandatory for a long time. Mm-hmm. So people were just like, well, let's make up something funny.
They also thought it wouldn't last.
Exactly. So, and now they're like, generations later, they're stuck with the worst last names. But oh well.
Talking about things from the past, how about Oftimeren?
Yeah, so I was trying to think about a sentence to use that in. So it's finishing something, but with a hammer and with force.
Yes, like hammering.
Hammering it down. Yeah. I think it's like that.
Yeah, to hammer something down.
But in this case, it means like
finishing.
Oftimeren. Yeah. And also like setting up like borders or something around something. Like, like closing something down, like a hole or something.
Huh. Yeah, actually. Is it to finish something or is it to... Because I think I've heard it more as an expression to say...
We should shut this or close this down, I guess. Or like...
No, that sounds like the project is going down.
Yeah.
No, to me, it's like more of what you just said, like setting a border around something. Like, what are the, you know, like what are the borders of the
requirements the or something? Scope, yeah, that's it.
Yeah, what's the scope of the project?
Yeah.
So like, laten dit Oftimeren. I don't know.
I think there are multiple uses for this.
When I say it out loud, I hear the like, let's finish it.
Yeah.
Part, but I think it's been used more as like, let's define the scope.
Yeah,
I don't know. It's an interesting one again with like the physical aspect of hammering.
Yeah, again, or slapping, I guess.
Yeah, in Dutch, timmeren can also be an expression of like smacking something repeatedly.
Yeah, I don't know why it's so weird. And you know, talking about physical stuff, I guess we also have an expression that's peeing over it. Peeing.
Even een plasje overdoen.
Yeah. We also make it sound casual, as like, even a plasje overdoen.
But this comes from like the animal kingdom or what?
Yeah, it does. It's like territorial, or like, how do you call it? Not necessarily territorial, but more like, who's the alpha, you know? Who's the boss?
Mm-hmm. Who wants to have the last word?
The last pee, that's it.
Yeah.
It's like you pee over someone else's pee, and then, you know, mm-hmm. you are the top dog.
Yeah.
So that's also how it's used, right?
It is.
It's like when we say in business, like, yeah, well, a lot of people have to pee over it. Mm-hmm. That means like, well,
yeah.
prepare, because there's a lot of opinions coming our way, and there's a lot of people who also want to, you know, put their stamp on it. That's also an expression.
Hmm. But with that expression, can you lift that pee over the weekend?
God. I can pee over the weekend, yeah. I lift it over the weekend.
That's a Dutch expression.
Yeah.
It's when you want to pause work and continue on Monday.
Yeah. Or there's a specific subject that you want to lift over the weekend, I guess. It's like, well, let's not talk about it this week, but, you know, let's do it next week.
What's the Dutch version of this?
Over het weekend heen tillen.
Okay, but that sounds like it's already like existing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not a new subject.
No. Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
But is it a new subject?
It can be. I mean, someone might, you know, suggest something or say something, and you're like, well, let's just lift it over the weekend. Like, let's talk about it next week.
Is there an English version of this?
I don't know. I mean, lift it over the weekend sounds.
Sounds okay.
It sounds okay. It's still weird, but.
I don't think that's an expression in English. I don't know.
Maybe there's no expression for it there, but
hmm.
We can ask our listeners and viewers.
Yeah. I think we need some outside help. We were stumped with this one.
It's just you need like native English speakers for, you know,
yeah,
who are in the biz, I guess.
I think it's just literally. Wait until after the weekend.
Yeah, or like move it to next week.
Yeah, but hey, we still need you. Please, what do you think the English equivalent is for over het weekend heen tillen?
Yeah,
so which is roughly translated to lift it over the weekend.
Yeah,
is there like, if you want to postpone something until the next week, or you want to start it the next week, so after the weekend, what would you use as an English expression?
Yeah, and like, would be even better if it's like in a company
jargon.
Yeah.
Would you even call it jargon anymore?
Yeah, I don't know.
I think these are just like workspace expressions, because jargon is like related to a specific trade, I think.
Yeah, these are not like related to development, for example. Yeah. I mean, rubber ducking was, but
yeah.
And the coat smell.
Mm-hmm,
So there's also something else you can throw over the weekend, or over a fence, I guess.
Wait, what?
I was trying to, you know, I was trying my best Segway? To go to throw it over the fence, but I kind of failed.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you're throwing it over the fence, you want it to be done right now. Not over the weekend. Just get it over with.
Yeah, I guess. No. Throw it over the fence is like, well, it's not my problem, so I'll just throw it over the fence. Yeah.
You're not going to wait until the weekend. Just throw it like the last day before the weekend.
Yeah, so fuck it. It's someone else's problem.
Exactly. Like when people say, yeah, throwing it over the fence is usually disrespectful to the person on the receiving end.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah. It's also, it immediately says like you're lazy, or like, you know.
Yeah.
You're rushing something, or you're being a dick about it. It's like, I always imagine like a bag of poop or something, mm-hmm. just throwing it over the fence of your neighbors. It's like, well, at least I don't have my shit in my garden. So
I think this is an English expression.
It is, yeah.
Which is, do we have a Dutch equivalent?
Yeah. Over de schutting gooien.
So which one do you think, are they like evolved simultaneously? Without.
I think this one is probably from English, but I'm not sure.
I'm curious. What, guys listening, folks, do you think throwing it over the fence is a Dutch? Like, what's more What came first, the Dutch
the chicken or the egg?
The Dutch or the English expression of throwing it over the fence? Because we have actually a good translation of this in Dutch.
Yeah, which, it works.
Yeah, it works really well. But yeah, I'm curious because I think everybody knows what this means.
Sure.
Usually, if you're a working person, you've probably experienced this from both sides.
Yeah, you've received from the other fence, or you've thrown over the fence. So. A bag of shit.
You were talking about an egg, though. Can you explain?
Wait, you want to go to the egg?
Yes.
So, it's lay an egg about something, right? It's like...
Over something, right?
About something. It's about.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, so like the egg is being...
You're laying an egg because you're like, I have to think about something. And egg.
Ah. I was literally thinking of like you're at the restaurant and they're putting like a soft...
An egg?
Yeah. What do you call them again? Like when you boil an egg, but without the shell and you let it
intake. Poaching, you mean?
Yeah, they have like a poached egg. They lay it gently on top of
sure.
a bed of, I don't know.
Laying a poached egg on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it now. No, but it's in Dutch, it's an ei overleggen. So it's used in a sentence like... daar moet ik even een ei overleggen.
Which would translate to, I have to think about that for a minute.
Yeah, or a while.
I guess.
Yeah.
Because eggs don't...
they're not like made in a second, so...
Well...
Depends.
Depends on how big the egg is.
But again, why are we like using, I don't know, something that's not related to, you know, the work we're doing? Like why... I can't lay eggs. Can you lay eggs? Have you ever?
I don't have a cloaca.
No, me neither. But
I think you need a cloaca. Otherwise, you're just shitting stuff as a man. And from the other side, I think it would hurt to have other than liquids coming out.
Let us know. Have you ever laid an egg?
But it's like when people are really pensive about something, like they're thinking deeply about something where they have to like apply physical pressure to like...
Nice. Whoa.
But like, that's what it is, right? Like it's a hard decision. So they want to lay an egg over it.
Yeah, they want to think about it.
About it.
Yeah, they want to think it through.
Yeah.
Or for some reason, they want to force out an egg through their anus.
What? Well, talking about
anus.
No, about forcing something out. What's the Dutch expression of shooting at something?
Dan moet ik even opschieten. It's something like that.
Yeah. We gaan even opschieten.
It's also like inschieten. That's also... Oh, that's the next one. But, you know, it's shooting. Yeah. A lot of shooting happening.
But schieten, shooting, I guess so.
Like, yeah, it is.
But like, to me, it's more like, there's so many expressions with like schieten.
Yeah.
Like opschieten.
Oh, yeah.
That's also like hurry up.
To hurry shoot? Opschieten?
Yeah, it's like the word...
Shoot on?
The word schieten in Dutch is like more than just shooting.
Yeah, it is.
It has like different definitions.
Yeah, but in this, like shooting at something...
Yeah, that's definitely
like
a physical, like you're aiming at it.
Not in the company, please, but you know.
No open carry here.
No. We're not living in America. God bless.
No, God is actually not blessing that country anymore. No,
well, it never has, but no.
From the first day America was raised, they raised the humans living there. Wow.
Well, they braced, yeah.
And raised with a Z. Yeah. Raise it to the ground.
Yeah.
Okay, that's pretty dark.
Jesus.
4th of July, boys. This will be released on the 4th.
it might be, I don't know. God bless. But like shooting at something, it's like schieten, op iets schieten.
Pow, pow.
But it's so weird because like it almost sounds a bit like, what was it again? What do we have another sentence for that? I don't know. It's maybe. Like, it almost matches with a few of the others we've like already had, but
klap opgeven, aftimmeren. It's all like a bit,
yeah,
a bit like violent.
It's always slapping and shooting for some weird reason.
We're very violent here.
Or shitting an egg, I guess. I don't know. Or peeing over it.
It's pretty vulgar.
It is. I don't know why. We're talking about like, it's a company. Like you have to dress well and you have to behave. And then we were like saying stuff like, hey, you want to shoot at something? But you want to pee at something?
I think there is kind of an English version of this. It's to like shoot for something. I've heard that before.
But
shoot at something. I think it's also possible to say shoot at something.
Yeah, because like shoot for something is that you already have like a goal and you're trying to aim at it, right? You're trying
not really.
Pinpoint it.
No. It's like to try and achieve a particular aim.
Hmm.
So like you haven't found your direction or your aim yet.
And you're trying to find it.
Yeah. It's again maybe like also like aanvliegen.
God damn it.
Which is like to fly towards something maybe as well.
Hmm.
Like you're still not sure about how to approach it.
Yeah.
Right? Isn't that the Dutch?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. It's like you're hovering in the air and you're trying to, you know, find what next.
So like the shooting at something is it's also that, right?
Yeah, I guess.
It's a different version of that?
Yeah. Well, maybe it's almost the same, I guess, but...
Huh. Why are there so many... Oh, man. Okay. What was the other shooting, man?
Shooting a meeting.
Yeah. Shooting in a meeting.
Shooting in a meeting, yeah.
Yeah. Not like what... Oh, God. I don't want to go there. It's too dark. There's no shooting... During the meeting, okay? It's not a physical shooting.
It depends on the meeting.
Yeah, especially if it's in the US. But we're talking about your... That is an English expression too, to shoot in a meeting.
Is it?
Yes. I swear.
It's just like, where are you going to shoot?
Right?
What's being shot?
Like it's being shot into the calendar.
But why? Why?
Because otherwise it's not going to be pinned.
That's, you know, you can pin it or you can like...
No, but pinning, it's not like with a thumbtack.
No, it's like with a fucking bullet.
Or an arrow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I guess.
I think it's more like you have like the meeting attached to an arrow.
Uh-huh.
You're like shooting it and like...
Right in your hip.
Well, why not the knee?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay, but I think it's more like you're pinning it down.
Yeah, that's it.
Isn't there another expression to say, to put it in the calendar?
Hmm. In Dutch?
Yeah.
Hmm. So, meeting inschieten. Hmm. I think there is.
We'll come... Wait, maybe our listeners know.
Yeah. It's not necessarily meeting inschieten, by the way. It can also be afspraak inschieten.
Yeah, true.
And then it's more like you ask someone else to meet or create a meeting.
Yeah, it's almost like submitting a request for a meeting.
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
Or requesting a meeting or something.
Yeah, requesting.
But like requesting sounds more like you're on the receiving end.
Yeah.
But here it's like you're asking, you're shooting a request.
Mm-hmm.
It's more like, it's like submitting.
Yeah.
Like when you're submitting a form,
mm-hmm.
like you submit to request a meeting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. I guess.
Because if you're only requesting, that's too gentle. It's not shooting.
And also requesting sounds a bit open-ended. Like
exactly.
You're asking for it. But
That's what I'm trying to say. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, I think that's part of the Dutch expressions. It's like, it's so violent. It's like... You're making it clear that your business, you mean business.
Yeah.
But like in a very almost prehistoric.
Yeah, with pee and.
Yeah.
I don't know. And poo, I guess.
Man.
And cum.
Whoa. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Cum with O-M-E, right? Oh. C-O-M-E.
Cool. Yeah. Depends.
Right?
Depends on what kind of work you do.
Mm.
But, what's also, I don't know, I wanted to do a weird transition, but...
Go ahead. Do it. Let's see if I can follow.
I wanted to say about the coming part, like you want something else delivered or like you want your cum delivered.
Huh?
Your friend.
What? okay, I'll accept it.
God, I'm too tired. But no, it's like deliver value. That's also being used a lot.
Yes.
Waarde leveren. So
mm-hmm.
it's instead of deliver value, it's like directly translated value delivering.
Yes, but that's an English expression too, right?
Sure. Yeah, it's a bit vague again.
When I hear that, I think people mean that they will deliver something that's valuable.
Yeah, but in what way?
For the person on the receiving end. It's always vague.
Yeah.
First of all, when people say, "Yeah, we deliver value," it's like they don't know exactly what they're delivering, and the person asking also doesn't exactly know what they're receiving
mm-hmm.
or want even.
Sure.
They don't know what they want, but they do want something that's
valuable
because otherwise you spend your money badly. Like, so your budget has to create some kind of value for the company.
Sure.
Yeah. So in that sense, it kind of makes sense.
It kind of makes sense. It's just annoying.
Yeah.
Like most of these.
It's more of a, because it's left so open-ended,
mm-hmm.
it sounds almost like they don't really care about the product or the service that they deliver directly.
Exactly. It's like you keep it vague and like it can be anything. So yeah. You don't mm-hmm. know.
It's like, what is so, like in a perfect world, if this would actually be a real good mm-hmm. thing, I think they would research what the value is.
Yeah. And then use that
instead
of like, value.
Yeah. So like maybe it's just a placeholder word for that.
Well, that's not how it's being used a lot of times, but you know, that's what it should be, I guess.
Yeah. I guess like some companies value other things.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are a company who delivers value and you accept a lot of projects from companies who don't know what their value specifically is, their values can differ, right?
Sure.
So how would you encompass all that?
Yeah, well, you can, so that's why...
What about delivering quality?
Well, you know, that's not giving...
It's not enough open-ended.
That's also not generating money, right?
Quality, yeah, true. Value is more of like... It cannot be valuable without quality, I guess.
Yeah.
It's like it encompasses quality too.
Sure, yeah.
Huh.
It's just, you know, I don't know.
Value also sounds like... Like if you're gonna deliver value without a specific budget,
mm-hmm.
with like a range of budgets you can accept, maybe it's also a signal that you're. I don't know where I'm going with this. I had an idea, but it's gone.
It's gone. Okay.
More like the value.
The value is also gone.
there was actually a very smart. Thing I was trying to say. It's just gone. Now.
It's just gone. Okay. Well, it happens, you know. You want to rob a duck?
Oh, no. I want to end this conversation at sea.
Whoa. What?
We're going.
You want to sail together?
Yes.
On the seven seas?
Are there seven seas? How many seas are
That's
there?
That's what they're called, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I've heard that expression.
How many?
How many seas?
How many, how do you call them, continents are there?
Oh. Huh. I don't know.
Also seven, apparently. Anyway, yeah.
Yeah. I'm trying to bring it back, but I'm also looking at this note and I'm like, wait, what? In zee waren?
Yeah.
In what way?
Waren in zee. Or we gaan samen in zee. No. Door zee?
Something with a Z.
With a Z?
Z. C. C.
Oh, man. This expression is weird.
I mean, you also have in zee gaan, right?
Yeah.
So
to go together.
That's a different way, though, to use it.
That's what I was thinking of when I said together at sea in the notes.
Okay.
Isn't that what it means, to go together at sea?
I think there are multiple uses for this. Or like multiple different expressions that use the sea. But this specifically, or this one, is talking about going in business together, I guess.
But isn't that, that's not in Zeewaarde, that's in Zeegaan.
There you go. So it's two. In Zeegaan.
Yeah.
It's in, like, yeah, that's like going together,
yeah,
into into the ocean, I guess.
Yeah.
Oh, in one boat?
I guess so. Like you have each other's responsibilities on the boat to keep it afloat.
Yeah. So yeah.
That's what I always think of is like.
And most times it is like multiple or more like two or more companies going in business together.
Or people,
I guess. Yeah. In, I don't know.
But there's also another like very close expression that's met iemand te diep in zee gaan.
Oh, that's also one, yeah.
Or like deep in zee gaan met iemand. It's like
going too deep into the ocean or the sea.
Going too deep into the sea together.
Yeah. Ocean, sea, I don't know.
It's the same thing.
I don't know. It's just ocean sounds better than sea.
But why is there seven seas, but there's also
seven oceans.
Atlantic Ocean.
Oh, yeah.
There's the Black Sea.
Maybe there's a difference between sea and ocean. I don't know.
I think there is.
Oh, God.
But anyway, I think the expression stems from a period where people would actually be at sea more often. Maybe.
Yeah, and like going too deep is... It can also be like...
No, I'm talking about the first expression.
Oh, the first one. Because
The second one is something that we'll not talk about now. Because we'll go too deep.
Okay. This guy.
No, but like to go together in sea, at sea. In English, it's at sea, I think.
Yeah.
And it's an expression of you want to work together.
Mm-hmm.
You want to have... You want to accept responsibilities to keep the ship afloat.
Yeah.
That's what I always think of, at least. I don't know. Is there...
That's not always, though. As in, I mean...
Sometimes just a contract and the rest is done
by
others.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Right? Like, if you hire a company, that's also, you know, being... Then it's also going into the sea together, yes.
But isn't it also accepting... Like, you accept the company
mm-hmm.
as they are... So you trust them. It's like there's a trust thing going on.
Again, not necessarily. Like, I've seen it used just because you hired a company. It's like,
But don't you trust them then?
Well, no. not necessarily, no.
That's like, when I think of to go together at sea, is like, you have to trust that person. Yeah. Otherwise, the ship is going to go shit.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. It's like also shared responsibility and stuff like that. But it's... I've seen it used multiple times where it's just like, well, you know, we hired a company to do something for us and now we're, you know, we've gone into sea together.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
And I feel like this current episode is sinking.
Sinking fast. Yeah. Going too deep. Yeah. Huh? In the sea.
I think so. Shall we, you know, just like be quick and...
Drown? I mean...
Agile Scrum.
Fuck no. Please no.
Not today.
Let's not touch that subject.
Agile Scrum.
Agile Scrap.
No, Scrum is like to run away, you know.
Oh, Scrum.
Leave or go away from a place quickly. Agile Scrum.
I hate it. I hate Agile and Scrum.
Okay. Well, that's maybe next episode or the episode after.
Oh, well, or like, I don't know, never.
Never? No. I think it's good to get it out of your system.
It is, sure. Yeah. It's just there's a lot to talk about Agile Scrum and
mm-hmm.
what I hate about it.
Yeah.
Or the way it's being used. That's the biggest issue, I guess.
The wordplay I wanted to make was, you know, to scram from this episode.
To scram. Yeah, I get it now. Oh, yeah.
Come on, man.
Bravo.
Bravo. Bravo.
Perfect.
Thank you.
You know who's also perfect?
No.
What?
No.
You.
Oh, what?
And the listeners and viewers of this podcast.
Yes, they are. Yes.
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 Let's clap again.
Thank you, dear listeners, for listening.
Thank you for, I don't know, is this our 20th?
Yes.
How do you say that?
20th.
20th? Jeez, English, dude. 20th episode of this season. We've surpassed, well, we've like already surpassed our previous season by a long shot.
And the expectations of our haters.
Wait, do we have haters?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
That's all the people who are not listening. You're haters.
Yeah, good point. I don't know. I just want to thank everyone. You too. Good job.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you.
We're so, you know, we're so good together.
We're perfect. Like together at sea.
Mm, like bacon and eggs.
Like pee on a platter.
Let's add this to what's happening.
I don't know.
Platter.
Thank you for listening and maybe watching, and we'll catch you next episode.
Here's your pee on a platter, sir.
Enjoy.
Warm as you ordered. See you guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye.